Hi, everybody. Welcome to PBTP, Powered by the Players. Powered by the Players is an actual play podcast featuring mini campaigns and one-shots of all your favorite PBTA games. Each campaign or one-shot will be a different Powered by the Apocalypse game with a rotating cast of diverse players. Let's power up!
So as Isabella is walking, hanging up her her sidekick, because 1999 is supposed to be a sidekick, and putting it in her pocket, which probably doesn't fit all the way because the things are massive.
Mm-hmm.
you come over and it stares down, so you're up on the higher elevation, about to make ways down the stairs, and you see Cameron still sitting in the middle of this like eye drawing. And you see Mallory, I guess, just the shock of, does Mallory emote well? Is she showing that she's, like, having these emotions, like, or is she just, like, keeping them bottled up inside?
I think this one is a little, I don't think she emotes the best, but I think since this is a lot bigger and more of a shock, this one's a little bit more visible. Mm-hmm. She's not hyperventilating as much anymore, but she's more tense and like clearly shaken.
Okay. Yeah. And you feel like you came into a conversation that was pretty intense just by looking at Mallory's face, the magic on the ground, and just it feels like there's some tension in the air between Dawn and Talon as well. And Nomi is just like, no, go ahead.
I also don't think I put the cloak back on, if I recall.
No.
There's that.
We'll just say you didn't because I don't remember.
But Isabella knows.
Yeah, Isabella knows.
So that's the one thing I suppose that wouldn't be.
But I guess seeing the cloak off in public?
Totally, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And Talon, how are you handling this right now?
You can see Talon hesitantly staring at Mallory. Are you... You okay? You doing okay?
I just all these pieces have been in front of me, and I didn't see it. They're here, and everyone's a liar. So there's that piece of this puzzle.
Or no one's a liar, just a selective truther.
That's a very generous way of looking at these facts.
Sometimes the pieces being right in front of you means it's really easy to mix them up, misconnect them, not connect them. So maybe don't stress too much about seeing the whole picture.
Mallory just stares at you witheringly.
Corbin, it'll be okay. You're part of the group now. You know what we know. We're gonna go beat these water boys up.
That being said, I trust you'll keep certain things secret.
Yes. Moth Baby can't be known.
I have no desire to share secret information with the public. I just like to know how all the secret information connects.
I can respect that.
I feel like I've missed something.
Oh, quite a bit, actually.
What? Dawn, you're looking a little cooler without the heavy coat.
Yeah, no, cat's out of the bag there. That one's a jig is up with that.
See.
I'm assuming you saw the big flashes of light.
Yes. What? Do we know what that was?
Yes, that would be our friend over there.
Third eye's opening. No big deal.
Oh, are they okay?
So, that was a trip. Everyone looks so serious. What did I miss?
Well, that certain things have been revealed.
Oh, Dawn. And I just realized that, yes, things are revealed. And Cam is just like, oh. And then I look at, Mal. And I'm
and Mal just shrugs.
Oh, well, I guess that wasn't as bad as I expected it to be. So this is good right now. Everyone knows. Yay. Right?
Yeah, everyone here knows. Yeah, everyone knows here about me. Everyone knows here about you.
Cam looks at Mal again, and just like, Mal, I'm sorry. Yeah, I kind of, please don't be mad that I didn't tell you.
Well, I've suspected for quite some time.
Darn, I thought I was hiding it pretty well.
Well, you were doing a pretty good job, but there were some coincidences that just aligned too much to be just coincidences. And then, Dawn, you've been playing a good game of trying to throw me off the scent, for sure. And then there have been outside factors that have clearly been trying to mislead me. And Mallory gives the dirtiest look to Isabella humanly possible.
Well, Mallory, you can't know everything. I didn't think you were ready.
So unless anyone else here has a secret to share, I believe that we have some plans to make.
Mal looks directly at Talon.
So,
yes.
No more secrets. It's like this was a sleepover and everyone shared their deepest, darkest secret, and now we're ready to move on.
Yes, right. Yes, we're at the pillow fight portion.
Oh.
And the pillows are big knives.
I didn't bring a pillow. I have.
Okay. Secrets. You want secrets? I'm training Nomi to be part of a secret order. I may have teamed up with your sister once for a fight. It was badass. Sonics? There's more to the Sonics than you probably would have guessed on your murder board.
I think Mallory has suspected Sonics, but possibly not the secret order.
None of you have ever seen my murder board. I keep those very secret. Thank you very much.
Of course we haven't seen them, but we know you enough. They exist.
As I told Dawn, I have no interest in sharing the secrets with the public. Doesn't mean I don't want to know what they are and how they fit.
Valid.
All right, I actually wasn't expecting that one to happen, but here we are. Okay, let's get to planning.
Is that the end of the bonding stage? And now we will do the fighting?
Oh, stage? I'm sure we'll get to bonding much later. I'm just saying there's an immediate danger that we should probably get into planning how to deal with.
Okay.
We have monsters to fight.
Tell me more.
They're sirens.
Oh, does anyone have earplugs?
I do.
Isabella looks impressed.
So I pull them out of my backpack and hold them out to hand to the group.
Well, thank you.
Now we put them in and we're all yelling at each other.
No. You don't put them in until it's time. We'll need to come up with a proper signal for when we need to put them in, but now you all are equipped for the moment. Mm.
Could the signal be finger guns?
Let's
see. Oh, I like that. And can I go like pew 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 pew? Can
yeah, Cam.
I don't see how the sound effect is effective, but sure.
But it makes them feel they like the sound effect. So
thank you, Mal. Pew 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 pew.
I didn't say they couldn't do it. I just pointed out how I didn't see how that would be more effective.
Mal, you're clearly getting upset. Let's just focus on the plan.
Please don't comment on my regulation of my emotions, Isabella.
Isabella looks back at Don. Okay, Don. Do you have the plan?
We were in talks before about there was some sort of pit, I believe. The main objective is that we need to get the people away from the danger.
Destroy their equipment because they're trying to amplify their siren-y voices and encapsulate them, preferably with a secret hole that they fall in, as one does.
Mm-hmm. And where are we putting this secret hole?
Somewhere on the beach seems logical.
Okay. Are we digging the hole?
Well, actually, perhaps we could create a trap door type mechanism under this stage.
That seems like a good idea.
An oubliette, perhaps? An oubliette?
What?
An oubliette?
Now, please enhance my vocab.
That's a door in the floor.
Fine.
That's what that means.
That's not cool, like
well,
the name.
You know what? I learned something new today, and that's all that matters.
You're welcome. I've learned many things today. Some of them cool, some of them very concerning.
Well, if we do go by that plan, which is good, Mal, but since I'm sure bands usually do like test, you know, they run rehearsals and testing before the actual thing, so we should do this quick because they might already be there.
I think Nomi sort of like holds a hand up.
Oh, Nomi's here.
That I'm sure that's the reaction for Nomi every single time.
Says Isabella, right? Oh. Hello, Nomi.
Oh. I do not have earplugs for Nomi.
I know. It's okay.
You know what? That's fine. That's totally understandable. What I could do, though, since I'm not a part of this planning stage and I won't be there for the fight because there's not earplugs, I can go check and see what's going on right now and, you know, come back while y'all are figuring things out.
Like a spy. That's wonderful. That's like one of the most practical things you've ever said. I'm so proud of you.
What you could even do, Nomi, is you could try to lead people away from the beach so that they're not near the danger.
I mean, I can try, but they open their arms and it's like a really pretty day. Like, it's getting closer to sunset. It is sunset, what am I saying? And I mean, it's a boardwalk at night and a lot of people like it, but I can try to spread a rumor like there's like rats or like...
Mm-hmm.
Say something about a shark or something.
Or perhaps something compelling, like a pre-party raffle for anyone who has a concert ticket.
Right. All right. Well, I'll be back in a bit. And you see her just taking off down the beach towards the boardwalk.
She runs very fast.
Do you have your weapons?
Already gone.
Yep.
She's very quick. So
she'll be fine.
That's a full sprint.
Yep. We train good.
Yeah.
In the dungeons. Looks at Mallory.
This whole episode is just going to be roasting Mallory for something she just learned.
Mallory has her tiny, like, pocket notebook and she's taking notes.
I love it. Love to see it. All right. Earplugs, safety measures. Got it. Nomi, infiltration. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to cut the cords on the amplifiers and the speakers after pre-show sound checks, but before the concert, right?
That sounds right. We don't want them to have time to fix the equipment.
Hmm. But it's not as simple as unplugging it, right? Because then they just plug it back in.
Well, ideally, we should both unplug, sabotage the cord's integrity so that if they were to be replugged, they would still not work, but then also damage the speakers themselves so that they would also not function.
How many dog walkers do you think are on the beach right now? We could control the dogs and make them pee on all the speakers.
I think
we can do that. Is that a thing? There
are approximately 14 dog walkers on the boardwalk right now, each probably having 1, 2, 3 dogs. But I don't think dog urine is the solution to our problem when merely water could solve this issue.
Or we do have a bit of a, let's just say, an electrician on our side.
We do.
What's up, Kim?
Oh, me! Yes. I mean, Dawn, you know how I get sometimes with the magic. That's a lot of water and shock. But I mean, I'll do it if we have to. But
whew. I understand the risk completely. But after seeing what you just did, I have full faith in your capabilities.
Yeah, I can do it. Okay. Yes. Oh, why not? To save people, yes.
You see Talon nodding, like, super enthusiastically, looking at Cam. I'm like, Cam, whatever struggles and doubts you have, this is the moment where you've got this. Let me pitch a little idea to you, right? You remember some of the forms we went through after school, some of the motions.
Yeah.
You know, those are centering moves.
Oh. Is it kind of like when I see people at the park early in the morning and they're doing those like forms? Is that the same thing? I know it's different, but
yes, except ours are cooler.
Yeah. Oh no, totally. Oh, okay.
Now just brain meets body. We always talk about that, but you've got that extra flavor of magic. And you see Talon being so cheesy, just waving their arms around, being like, all the things, they come together.
I can see just Talon surrounding Cam, just going, it's all coming together.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the deal with the mirrors?
When they are seen in a reflection, they don't have the appearance of their human illusions. They are shown as their true siren-y, fishy, scaly selves.
So we can identify who they are by using mirrors?
Yes.
Well, the House of Mirrors has been open for a little while, if that would be helpful to us. Also, before we get too far into planning, did the fish sticks already get used? Did I miss the 96 fish sticks?
Oh yeah, unfortunately.
I did? Oh
yeah, well, the sigil, you know.
Okay. Next time I'd like to see that. Okay. But the House of Mirrors is just down the way, if that's helpful at all.
Okay, so we're stealing some mirrors.
Maybe we don't have to be holding the mirrors, but maybe we can set some mirrors up around the stage.
We could, a couple of us can pose as set decorators and set up mirrors.
I am already dressed for that. As Mal is wearing all black at the beach.
Badass. Okay, so contingencies beyond revealing them, negating their powers. If things go awry, What's our armory look like?
I have some brass knuckles and some magic pushing powers. That's about all I've got.
Pause. Magic pushing powers, Don?
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna go use magic, and I'm just going to aim, like, slightly diagonal down to push up some sand with force magic.
Okay. Give me a roll plus weird.
I'm gonna use the force.
That is a 9, and I need to look again, but I'm pretty sure my weird is a plus 3.
Dang. Hot!
Yeah, weird is plus 3.
Sounds right.
So that's a 12. On a 12 plus, the keeper will offer you some added benefits. So, which effects are you doing?
Yeah, I'm literally just knocking some sand into the air.
Yeah. And I think with that, it becomes like almost like a mini dust storm. It doesn't get too big or too wild. It doesn't really go anywhere. It just kind of stays in place. But you see this wind automatically just picking the sand up, and it's swirling around, and it becomes like a little cyclone. And it stays there for about 3 seconds, and then just slowly dissipates.
By gods. That seems like it can be useful, assuming it moves more than just sand.
Oh, yes, it also hurts people very badly, no matter how strong they are.
Huh.
That is very useful. I have grenades.
Well, that was a bit of a jump.
We asked what the armory looks like, so...
Oh, I have this, and Mal just, like, pulls out her 9mm.
It's casually... Okay, Mal, I assume if you have it, you know how to use it?
I have my license, yes. I have a okay. CHL.
Okay. All right. Did we learn through Cam's visions that the sirens are weak to silver? Or it was just coincidental that Talon had a silver spike?
We did. Let me just check my notes real quick.
Because, I mean, I can do some old black magic right now to verify some details.
Nice.
Silver through the heart, yes. So, Cameron did know this.
Silver through the heart. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I think one of Cameron's visions was you doing the stake through the heart.
Yeah. For sure.
Gelatinous goop.
Okay. Knowing that, I will hand Mal and anyone else who might have a 9mm on them some silver bullets.
I have one. I'm going to say Isabella and Mal have matching 9mm and probably didn't know it until now. That family instinct that we picked out the same. If that's okay, Diana.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes
sense. I don't want to force your character. Okay.
That makes total sense.
Okay. Silver bullets. I love it.
Yeah. And then, I have this. And from the back, from behind Talon's back, they whip out a hilt. And at first, the hilt has no sword. But, like, with a quick flick of the wrist, it's like one of those, you know, circus lightsaber things. But cooler. Lightsaber. Because it's a sword. And it goes shing, 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 and full sword.
Ooh.
I have this. You know. Cool Secret Order things. Cheesy smirks abound with Talon.
What is our exact plan? We're going to go and destroy the equipment after sound check. Before concert. And we're also going to set up mirrors.
So I think when we go into the Hall of Mirrors, whoever's working the door is someone that we are able to clock as a conspiracy theory aficionado. They are in this world, and so we use the knowledge that we've got. And Dawn uses their being to be like, yo, some shit's about to go down. We need your help. You can be a hero in this world if you are helpful to us. And this is how you can be helpful. And like, then your name will be written as part of like the hero of the boardwalk by giving us mirrors.
I think Mallory is doing most of the talking, but just to add like an extra sense of presence to it, I interject with like a shortened version of something that she's already said just to like
emphasize,
bring the fear of God into this dude while also like making him feel like good about helping.
So this dude is named Marco. I'm going to say he's like an older teen, like 16, 17, working at the boardwalk part-time in the Fun Mirrors, as you would living in a city like this.
He definitely has seen hair. He has seen hair for sure.
He's like one of those like rocker, late 1999 rockers. But yeah, he's like, no, oh my God, this is so urgent. Yeah, let's... we have spare mirrors in the back. Let me just, this place is dead anyways. And he just like, he's the only one working this place. You know, it's just him with his little funhouse of mirrors. And he's like, come on. And he like brings you to the back where like all the extra mirrors are. Cause of course, drunk people come in. They probably run and break mirrors in the process. And so they have a lot, they have a plethora of all say shapes and sizes. A lot of the big boys with the tall ones, and there's just, you know, more handheld ones, more easy accessible ones. And he's like, look, if some go missing, some go broken, we can just say, we can blame it on the drunk people. But what I feel like this is important. So please take what you need.
It is important, and your service will not go unrecognized.
Yes, thank you so much for helping us out with this.
And they take the mirrors.
So while Dawn and Mallory were doing that, what were y'all doing, the rest of you?
Talon would definitely be scoping the concert area.
Oh, the car has... We're in Isabella's car, correct?
Yeah, the badass one.
The car has surveillance. I really like the idea that from somewhere in the like roof of the car, we can pull down like those goggle things.
Yes!
And look through them.
Periscope that shit.
Yes!
Because it's fast and it has surveillance gear, but it's obvious, right?
It's obvious. Yeah, which is part of the reason why it's lime green and part of the reason why I think it would be loud pulling some of the gear out, right? So people walking by look at us and be like, they're clearly up to something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's looking, and do you want to do investigate a mystery or...
Yeah. Jess, I didn't mean to take over because I know you said I just think that could add to surveillance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I think you would know the tech better in the car. I could see it, Talon being like, yeah, oh my gosh, I see you doing it, and pretend, but like mine would be like a dud. Like it's this akin to like the kids being handed a controller that's not plugged in.
So I'll roll plus investigate a mystery is plus sharp, I believe. 9. I got a 2, a 6, and I have plus 1.
All right. So with 9 for investigate a mystery, you hold one. So you can ask me one of those questions or you can ask me one later.
I think I want to ask what is being concealed here.
So as you're looking over to the beach itself, it's the boardwalk is up here on the left-hand side where you're sitting in the parking lot. And then right next to it, below it, sort of with the back of the stage facing the water. So the front is like facing more of the beach and like, so it could draw people in. It's not a big stage. It's probably just a small little wooden stage. It's maybe like a foot off the sand. Since you run around here a lot, that stage has been there. It's one of those ones that bands come to play all the time on. So it's not really one that is really constructed just for this event. It's one where a lot of music does happen. So this is like one of the go-to beach locations for live music. It looks like, honestly, it just looks like there isn't really much of a backdrop, really, because it's not like a concert venue. It's just kind of just a platform on the beach with that. So it's pretty open. There's not really any walls or anything concealing anybody. People are setting up. You can see Isabella saw Brooke earlier. Did she see Beck or Sky at the coffee shop as well? Or is it just... Because I know y'all ran into Brooke on your way to...
I don't think she did.
Okay.
I think just Brooke.
Okay. So you see Brooke. She's currently setting up her instruments. You see a man who looks identical to Brooke setting up as well, testing stuff. Then you see another person who's just setting up chords as well. And from what you can tell, there's chords that sort of just hang, that sort of like come from the boardwalk, because the boardwalk is one that really has power. You see that the extension cords kind of go down off the boardwalk, wrap around on the pole, so it's not like just dangling there, and sort of just goes in the sand to the beach. So tries to keep things more tight and concise and all that. So really you just see those three setting up. Like I said, it's not a big production or anything like that. But you do see that the speakers are coming in, but they're obviously being rented, because so a lot of people who play these shows usually rent their equipment.
Okay. So it looks like anyone with the band is wearing all black. Is that right?
Yes, but you do know that they, you do know from your experiences of running around on the beach and seeing what's happening, that they're not technically with the band.
Okay.
They're with the company who's providing the equipment for the speakers and whatnot.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, that's what you see whenever you're looking, just the platform, the tech crew that's starting to set up. And they're, like I said, they're just wearing all black. So.
Okay. So Isabella is going to show Cam where all the wires are and ask where is it best for you to set up?
I don't want to be too close, but maybe if there's a place, maybe sort of elevated, where I can kind of get a visual of where the cords are, and probably not kind of inconspicuous, because they're probably going to have to do some like forms and stuff to start. So hopefully it's not too.
So staying in the car is not an option. You need to be closer.
No.
Okay. Do you want us to be with you?
I think it's safer if people are not around.
Okay.
This is just something I think Cam has to really just like focus and just, they just got to do it.
Okay.
All right. And I guess y'all meet up at the boardwalk. You see Don and Mallory with their arms full of covered mirrors.
I think we're going to strategically put them behind stage curtains.
So as I mentioned, you probably haven't seen, but you can look over. It's just a platform. It's not really.
Oh,
like
okay. Sorry.
It's not like a stage at the back stage. It's just kind of like a platform.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah, we totally got curtains and all kinds of moving blankets from the Hall of Mirrors.
Like whatever they use to cover it when it's not in use.
Sure. We took that with us.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. And so Cam, Isabella, and Talon are there, I guess, walking up. And you see Nomi coming further down from the boardwalk with a cotton candy in her hands. And I think she sees y'all and she's like, oh, hey, y'all. And just like waving enthusiastically and starts running over.
Seems like you've been productive, Nomi. Glad to see you're safe.
Oh, yeah, you want some?
No.
Okay. That's fair. Anywho, I got the layout of what's going on. I mean, y'all used to do because it's right there. And she just waves her hand. And where you're standing right at the boardwalk is kind of like next to the stage that's down below. It's like down off to the side. So y'all can just like look and have a good above you angle. So I made some rumor is that there's some rats and the seagulls are supposed to be attacking soon. I kind of maybe futzed around with some of the carnival rides. No, I didn't break anything. Just maybe unplugged a couple of them.
No, did anyone believe you? What did you do? Take a wrench to some of these rides?
No, I just unplugged them, so they're not working, and I may have hit the generator, so they're having to slow down a bit. So a lot of people are getting upset and leaving because of that, but
that's good, right? We don't want people to be here, so.
The only thing I see a problem with here, Nomi, is that if the boardwalk is in disrepair, it may bring more people to a beach concert.
Look, I just did my part in trying to get people away from the boardwalk. That's what you want me to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, you achieved that. That's all I can ask for at this point.
In that case, I'm going to get going because I shouldn't be here. Because I don't have... What? Unless I take this cotton candy.
You could do the cotton candy.
I don't know if that will work.
I would like to see you try the cotton candy.
So she takes a bit of the cotton candy and sort of like
oh, no, so gullible. Oh.
And just tries to shove it in her, so now she's got blue and pink cotton candy just in her ears.
Oh, no, me.
This isn't working.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, rats, I guess you do have to go then.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Do we have battle stations? I feel like I need to be in the audience because I have told one of these people that I will be here to receive a mixed tape. By the way, Mallory, you're welcome.
Well, who's going to set up the mirrors?
Well, I'm dressed as a stage technician, so I shall.
Okay. I can help.
Okay, Dawn, I guess I will join you in the audience then.
No.
And you do see that they're doing their final test runs and making sure everything sounds good. So you're getting there pretty much at the right time. And you see the people in the crowd are also, there's starting to be a little bit of a crowd as well. Techies are helping as Talon and Mallory, is that right? Or the people are... How are y'all handling the mirror situation?
I think we're just trying to place them strategically and out of the way throughout the stage.
Confident assumption that we're just bringing decorations. So unless someone asks us, we're just doing our thing.
We're walking with purpose.
One of y'all, just so we can see, and also we haven't used this one yet and I kind of want to. Can we get an act under pressure?
I rolled a 9 plus 1 is 10.
So on a 10 plus, you do what you set out to do. So basically, yeah. I think what happens is that you're setting up. No one's bothering you because you look like you're on a mission, all that. However, when Mallory is sitting there, I think Brooke is going to stop for a second and look at you, Mallory, and just squint just a bit. And then... sort of, you can see them sort of talking with the other two, with her brother and their friend. And then you see her starting to come over and she's like, hi, thanks for all the setup, but I don't remember us asking for set decorations.
This is being provided by Hallucinations Coffee Shop.
Oh, I guess they really liked us.
They really want to support this endeavor.
Okay. What are they? Are they posters or is it wall art or?
It's wall art. It is to help promote the coffee shop.
Okay.
But also the boardwalk and y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. I was not prepared for this. I wish they let us know, but thank you so much. And I think with that, she's just going to turn around and walk back and explain to the other two. All right. So I think the sun is set at this point. You do see some of the, from what Nomi's chaos has created, you do see like the Ferris wheel is completely turned off. And you see like the what is it, that like teacup-esque sort of style ride is also shut down completely blacked out. And you see a couple other stores sort of blacked out as well. The boardwalk itself is pretty dead. Dawn also sort of predicted right, since the boardwalk is dead, there is a little bit of a crowd going. I'm going to say there's about 20 to 30 people here. As things are getting set up, you see the male twin sort of get behind the drums. You see Brooke is there with the bass slung over her shoulders, and then Skye is the one at the front and center with the mic, with the guitar over his shoulders as well. And he leans to the mic, he's like, "Hello, Amistad Cove. Thank you so much for welcoming us to your beach tonight. I'm happy to see that we have a crowd. I hope you enjoy our music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Blade Runners."
And that's it for this week's episode of Monster of the Week. Our cast is Gemma as Cameron, Jess as Talon, AJ as Don Donovan, Diana as Mallory, Kristen as Isabella, and Morgan as the Keeper. Join us next week for another great episode. Thank you.